You don't have to wonder if it's going to be good this way or that way when you come in. You'll start coming in with genuine faith and say, Lord, I know that if nobody else is going to come in and be genuine, Lord, I've fought all week long and I'm not going to let man nor woman take away from me what you have blessed me to have. So that's my challenge to you this week. For 7 days, and I want to hear some reports. Take the next few days. Oh, Lord, I feel His presence. And you begin to take what you would normally doubt. And with all that's in you, you don't let that come out of you, doubt. You don't let fear come out of you. But you begin to give it to God genuinely. Let me tell you, when you're genuine to God, you're not going to look pretty. You're going to slobber. You're going to cry. You're going to be upset. You're going to aggravate your neighbors when you finally have a breakthrough because you're being a little too loud. You're going to cause some things to be shook up around you. But guess what? It needs to be. But as you're genuine to God, He'll be genuine to you. We cannot see a seed grow without nurturing the seed. And God blessed all of us with the privilege to have the faith to find Him when we did not know Him. But that is not where it ends, my friends. We must learn that faith is so much more than just finding God. Faith is beginning to not see the world as the world sees it, but seeing the world as God sees it. If He can resurrect the dead, then there's no one that's too dead for God. If God has all the riches and glory, then there is no debt that is too big for God. If there are people that were healed with disease in the Word of God, and there have been people that have been healed in this present day, then there is no disease, no sickness, no affliction that is too hard for God. If there is any sick among you, let them call for what? You know what elders have? Faith. Consistent faith. Faith that has been proven. You know, you look at somebody that is older, they have things that look different than someone that is younger. They'll have gray hair. They'll have a few what I like to call lines of wisdom. I'm starting to develop my own lines of wisdom, particularly here and some over here on the sides. You can definitely tell when somebody's old, but that's not what an elder is. An elder is somebody that is seasoned in the truth of God's word. So I'm here to tell you, you might not take me seriously because I'm 30 years old, but I consider myself an elder because I'm being consistent in my faith. So you can argue with me all you want that I'm not seasoned enough and I'm not old enough to ever been and through enough to make a difference to somebody, but I'm here to tell you that I would have been dead without faith, and I know that faith is real and nobody's going to take my faith. And when I'm gone one day, I hope somebody will remember that I didn't give up when other people would have. That God be the glory. You better not let go of the one thing God gave you to survive. You better not let go of the one thing that's going to get you through this walk of life. It's the only thing that you're going to have when darkness is around you. It's the only thing that's going to help you to stand when everybody else would give up. It's your healing in a time of disease. It's your deliverance for your children. It's the only thing that we can walk by and make it through. It's the only thing. So when the disciples said, help me to be able to forgive people that bother me, Jesus was saying, look at the bigger picture. I want you to walk. I want you to believe. Take your seed and make it grow. Be consistent in something long enough for God to get to do something. Because we cannot take praying in faith today and abandoning it tomorrow. It is something that must be cared for. And if you want to live in reckless abandon and come in and only have the preacher pray by faith for you, I can't promise you that life's going to be as easy as it can be. Because He wanted you to walk by faith that lives in you. Tap yourself right now and remind yourself where it is. It's in you. It's in me. Faith is what will set you free when nobody else can see your deliverance. And I'm here to testify tonight. Faith is the only thing I have now that helps me to have peace. The peace of God that what surpasseth all understanding shall keep your minds and hearts. That means faith will trump one day your understanding of something and cause you to believe and desire for it to be different. even when you're seeing it go another way. Do not waver in your faith. You might be too tired to praise Him sometimes. You know what? That's okay. We all get tired. You might be too exhausted to get up and be the first one in line to say, "In the name of Jesus." Sometimes there's just some of us that are just glad that we're able to even get here. How many has ever been through that before? But I'm here to tell you, though your body may change, circumstance may change, emotions may change, the one thing that must be consistent in a Christian is faith. We must walk by faith, for without it we'll perish in our sight. I don't want to perish in my sight. I don't want to walk in a counterfeit faith. I don't want to be the blind leading the blind. I'm going to be genuine. And it may not be the strongest faith that you know. May not be the best faith that you've ever been around. May not be the inspiring faith you've read about in books here and there. But I'm going to be genuine. And when I get in trouble, I'm going to repent. And when I repent, I'm going to receive His love through His mercy and grace. And when I get back up again, I'm going to hold to my faith. But it teaches us to take that doubt and unbelief that causes so much to get choked out of us, that we learn to rebuke it. God wants you to get to the point like I am with that depression stuff. I rebuke it. I refuse. That's another way I like to say it. Refuse it. I refuse to claim depression. And I'm sure if I went to a doctor today, he'd probably still think I was crazy. You know why? Because I'm crazy enough for my Savior. I'm crazy enough to believe He takes care of things that other people say, "You need to be the one that deals with this, brother." The Bible says if somebody bothers you, to forgive them. Somebody had the gall to ask once, "Well, how many times?" 70 times 7. I bet you wouldn't even say that 490 times, let alone actually doing it. The point was, He wanted us to have such a light heart that nothing would bother us. And my wife is good for me in that regard. She helps me to remember that it's not so bad. Things aren't as bad as they appear. And it's good to have that give and take, because it reminds you that you're not alone and God sends you people to have in your life. And she's wonderful to me in that regard, because sometimes you want to get overwhelmed and you don't necessarily have to have a short fuse attitude, but you might have short fuse panic. And all of a sudden something that's not really a big deal has become the worst thing you've ever been through. And as they say, you make a mountain out of a molehill. When God gave you the faith to conquer the molehill before it ever become a mountain. He wants you to walk in faith, prosper in faith. And more than anything, and this is the challenge, to remember this word, to rebuke any form of unbelief that would sit inside you. And I mean, you may not have time to turn on the radio and listen to praise and worship. You may not have time to sit down and meditate. If you're like me, if you work 50 to 60 hours a week, you don't have time for much other than to eat, sleep, and get up for tomorrow. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll take any time that the enemy tries to put that unbelief in you and you refuse that, I can promise you, the next time you show up at church, you're going to have an agenda. You're going to come in and have something that you want to do. You're going to come in and actually make a difference instead of waiting for somebody to come help you. I'm glad that it wasn't contingent on people always helping each other. He said He gave us the faith individually. When everybody at Ziklag rejected David because of his poor decision, according to them, he had to encourage himself. When Jesus was in the garden and praying, He couldn't even get His disciples to hang with Him for not even an hour. And you might feel like sometimes that you need that extra oomph to move forward. But I'm here to tell you, when you need that oomph, God's going to send it. But when it's not there, chances are He's wanting you to rock up your faith. He's wanting you to build up that faith that's in you. Because faith, what? Without works? If we just keep saying God's able, but we never operate in showing people that we believe it, that means praying openly and letting people hear you. Talking to people in conversation and letting them know you're expecting something different. I encourage you to challenge a doctor even when they give you a bad report. "Brother, you have cancer." "That's okay. I don't have to claim what you say. I might have an affliction, but that doesn't mean it has to stay." There's been a lot of people that have told me a lot of things that I should have been. But I'll tell you what God has taught me. He showed me what I am not. I am not wretched. I'm no longer in sin. I no longer have to live by the world's standards. I am a new creature, and I am not led by the world, and I am not led by the world nor its devices. I am brand new, and you are too. So However God has been speaking today to you, let it be confirmed out of the Word. Like I said, I wanted just to take this time to confirm how the Spirit has been speaking to us this weekend about awakening our faith. Because if you're going to make a difference in darkness, you've got to learn to shine. Every last one of you have got to learn to shine. And if He is the light of the world and He lives in us, then we're called to shine. And as God was speaking tonight, we're all different individuals. We all have different personalities. And there is not a single thing that we could talk about other than God that we would all be able to agree that we enjoy. Because everything else in the world has difference of opinions, doubt, fear, attitude, emotion. Everything else in the world is up for grabs, fair game for destroying your doubt. But He said where two or three would agree that He would be in the midst of us. And He said where one would put 1,000 to flight. That means that when Jesus spoke by faith, all that was in legion had to go because it was the Word of God. So when you speak to the thousands of things that would seemingly have somebody plagued, imagine if you found some people around you that had genuine faith. My Lord, you not only get rid of the problems that they're going through right then, but you begin to enlarge the borders of people around you so they're not so easily bothered when things begin to change. One of the hardest things that we ever went through as a couple, as we've had coming up on 8 years of marriage, is that we went from having stable incomes to one income being cut short because of a medical problem. And I'm here to tell you, when you go through something like that, your faith will surely be challenged and tested. And you go from living and being able to depend on something that you never worry about to being in question of the very things that you've been learning to live with and enjoy. And I'm here to tell you that when you go through things like that, you'll find exactly how much faith you have. And when you start going through times of trouble, if there's not something already inside of you that's rebuking that, then we're not walking in enough of our faith. There should be enough faith in you to not only believe, but to rebuke. We must learn to also receive what God is going to do, but we also must learn to put to flight unbelief. Faith, like the Word of God, has a couple edges on its sword, and it cuts away anything that would keep you from receiving what God has promised you. And it also cuts away anything that would hinder you from receiving the promise. He wants you to walk, prosper, be in good health. But all of those things come to somebody that's walking what? By faith. So tonight when I go out of here, I'm here to tell you, the devil's going to be ready to fight with me. But you know what? I refuse to accept anything less than what the standard that God is raising up in this facility. And I'm here to give you a real word. There are going to be people that God is going to be sending in that are in great bondage. Are you ready? Can I say the rest of this? Buckle up. He's going to also reveal people that are here on a regular basis that are in a lot of trouble that need help. I don't know if we're ready for the rest of this. There are going to be people that are so corrupt by the power of darkness, they'll come in and interrupt what we're trying to do. There's going to be things that's going to happen that you would not think would ever occur. But God is wanting us to have our faith so quick inside of us that we will be instant in season, ready to operate and put to flight anything that would come against God's people. God will never have an instrument of Satan come in and disrupt His will. So if that happens, it's our fault. We didn't step up to when we should have stepped up, because none of that should ever prosper. But God's going to be sending this in. He's wanting to give some people overflow. And I'm here to tell you, friend, if you're going to be the one that stands in the way, woe unto them. Because things are going to happen and hinder people already. How could we come in and hinder people? It blows me away. I don't know how. I don't know how we can show preference to support one versus another. I don't know how that, I can't even wrap my head around that. I don't know how we can be preferential to when we want to worship Him. I thought He had already been so good to us that we should be able to worship Him all the time. Because guess what? When these bodies finally give out and we're called to glory, we're no longer going to have the excuse of I'm too tired. We're going to get to go and worship eternally. And it's going to be wonderful. So while we're here, I refuse to let my body keep me from being able to prosper. I'm here to tell you, I'm also too tired tonight. I'm also here to tell you, I work today. I'm also here to tell you that I had to get out of the building and go and take a couple calls tonight. But it's not going to keep what God wants to do from coming to pass. Because I refuse to let it happen. And if there are a few of us that can believe that, then when they come in afflicted and they call for people with genuine faith, the word says that when we be genuine, that the sick shall recover. I'm looking for healing to come to 13th Street. So you start being genuine in your faith, and as we grow in this, God's going to send them. You better be ready. Don't wait on me to come up and preach. Preaching isn't going to heal them. Faith heals people. I'm just here to remind you of how important that it is. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to tell you you can't do it good enough. I'm here to tell you you can do all things through Christ. And I'm here to tell you that your faith does mean something. You just got to use it. Make it worth something. Have you enjoyed this tonight? Have you enjoyed the service tonight? If you have, give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for fighting to keep your attention. Thank you for your benevolence towards me and Angela. Thank you for all that you do for us. It is not unnoticed. It is not something we are not thankful for, and we are so glad to be a part of this church. And we want you to know that we're praying for you and believing God is going to do amazing things. And as long as you help us to have a place here, we're going to help you fight. And we love you and appreciate you. But go out of here. That's my challenge to you. 7 days. Be faithful. Because guess what? Next week, guess what we're going to say? Try it another week and see how the shoe fits. Because we're going to continue and grow in this. We're not going to be counterfeits.